In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Elena Montoya and Gabriel Rivera. The constant theme from our scriptures today is something that should be one of those antiphons that we speak for throughout the whole of the Advent season. It's a phrase that should help us to pray more deeply and obtain those things which we desire from our hearts, to continue to have that presence before the Lord. It says within the scripture, our first reading, our psalm, and also within our gospel, for proclaiming the same exact truth. They ask our Lord that they may see, to open their eyes. It says within the scriptures, in the psalm, it says, this one thing I ask, and this do I seek, to dwell in your house, that I may gaze upon the loveliness of the Lord. The whole point of our spending time today before our Lord in adoration is because we really desire to see him, to look through these sacramental means and to get in a glimpse of his essence, that of him who is unrepeatable, of he who is the soul, is the author and finisher of our faith, the perfecter of everything that we ask for and long for. It says within the magisterium of the church, within the lives of the saints, they say that our Lord is indeed the fulfillment of all of our desire. And so ask him during the time that you have, during this day, our first Friday, this first time we have to really spend an entire day of adoration. Lord, I just want to see you. I long to see you. We have a phrase that seeing is believing, but in truth, it is believing that is seeing. It is that belief that God is with us, that he is here within our midst in the Blessed Sacrament, that he remains with us, and that he just longs for us to be with him. That's the one thing that will be able to get us through whatever difficulty or hardship that we have. And there is not a better way for you and I to prepare for the Advent mission that we have coming up this Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday than to just begin over and over again in the presence of our Lord. Lord, I long to see. I long to see. I long to understand what you're doing. I long to be in your presence. I long to gaze upon your loveliness. I long to begin to take in more and more of who it is that you are and lose sight of all these things which are going to pass away anyway. Just, I want to see you. This is the one thing I ask. Let that be something that echoes within your soul throughout the whole of the Mass that we have here, so that when he finally comes to you in Holy Communion, if you've made yourself worthy to receive him through a worthy confession, you may obtain faith's goal, your salvation, there upon your tongue. And as the scriptures say, you are in the process thereof of being saved, that our Lord may be made new and be born again in you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.